I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Millions of residents in the Houston area are expected to remain under a burn water notice until at least Tuesday, after two transformers at a water treatment plant in the nation's fourth most populous city went offline. At least four area school districts were closed Monday in response. The city's 2.2 million water customers were told to boil water for at least 2 minutes before preparing food, drinking, bathing, or brushing teeth. Customers were also told to avoid using water from refrigerators or ice makers. Those who cannot boil water are advised to use bottled water. The boil water notice is expected to be lifted early Tuesday after state regulators review the city's water samples, according to Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. All Houston school district campuses, offices, and facilities will remain closed Tuesday due to the notice. The nearby Aldine, Pasadena, and Spring Branch school districts also canceled Monday classes. Houston Public Works said there's no evidence the water has been contaminated. A boil water notice was issued out of an abundance of caution and to comply with state regulatory standards. The American Civil Liberties Union of Texas is calling for civil rights investigations into two North Texas school districts over recently implemented anti-transgender policies. The ACLU, which filed the complaints Monday afternoon, wants the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights to investigate the Frisco Independent School District for passing a policy on November 14th requiring students to use bathrooms that align with their gender assigned to them at birth. The ACLU also wants an investigation into the Keller Independent School District, which earlier this month passed a ban on all books that depict or reference transgender or non-binary people. Keller ISD's anti-transgender policy came about 6 months after three conservative school board members were elected onto the seven-member board. The new members campaign on issues like banning books about LGBTQ experiences from school libraries and banning critical race theory, a college-level field of study that explores the idea that racism is embedded in institutions and legal systems. Public education advocates and Texas teachers have largely said the discipline is not part of the curriculum in Texas public schools, but it has become shorthand for conservative groups to criticize how history and current events are taught with regard to race. Today is Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving. Will you count the Texas Tribune among organizations you support? Donate at texastribune.org/donate. Plus, right now, your gift will make twice the impact, thanks to $20,000 in matching funds. Your support sustains independent, impactful journalism that you hear about each day on The Brief. And thank you for your generosity. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas 420 Doctor. Learn how to talk to your loved ones about seeking relief with medical cannabis. Find out if a Texas 420 doctor can help you today at texas420doctors.com. 2023 is approaching fast, and before we know it, a new legislative session will gavel in. Get an inside look at what's ahead for Texas when you join us December 8th in Austin or online for the Texas Tribune's preview of the 2023 legislative session. Hear from newly elected officials, old guard incumbents, and more, and what to expect next year. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.